Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself. The only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it. The Betty White of sports radio. The myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday. So confused all day. I put things down thinking it was Wednesday. I put things down thinking it was Sunday. I've been confused. You know, which is not a far stretch for me. But anyway, Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Hope everybody had a good Memorial Day weekend. I know I did.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of fun. It was productive. I got some little small projects done. I watched a ton of college baseball. I even watched an NBA game. I've said it real quiet so Everett doesn't hear it. So watch the long drink of water that was the Coca-Cola 600. You know, we'll talk to Rafe Judd about that. But NCAA regional set, I'm excited. This is as good a field as I can ever remember. And we'll get into that at some point today. Got a busy show for you, though. Stuart Lake, assistant baseball coach up in South Carolina. He's going to join us at 3:25 to talk about the regional. We'll have more on that at 4:25. Mark Kingston met with the media yesterday. 4:45, Sean Haggerty is going to come on and tell you about a very special basketball camp. So if you have some youngins that want to looking for something to do this summer, we'll talk about him about that. And then, it's Tuesday. Rafe Joe will be in studio to talk NASCAR and talk about that long drink of water that was the Coca-Cola 600. Boring. It was pretty boring, so.
Wow.
Anyway, we'll get into that. Even Rafe agreed, because he'll probably change his tune today. But we were both texting each other Sunday night about how boring the race was. I mean, if you like to see one guy lead 400 and something laps out of five, I mean, just it was boring. I can't tell you that. But I enjoyed the weekend. A lot of good baseball. I watched a ton of baseball. I got my ESPN Plus, the whatever the $5.99 a month I have to spend on that. I definitely got my money's worth in that. But we do know there are two state teams that are going to be playing in the NCAAs. The first one to qualify was Presbyterian. They won the Big South, and they get rewarded. They get to take on Vanderbilt 7 o'clock Friday night. That game is actually on the SEC Network. If you have any Presbyterian fans out there, South Carolina will open up their regional play at noon on Friday, and they take on Virginia. So we have a 3-day work week this week.
I know, because Friday.
Off yesterday. Friday, I'm going to Columbia. No telling when we do. We might would have had the show right at 3. We might have had the show at 4. It didn't matter because I'm going to Columbia.
And that's good, because you said you thought you were, that last game you went to, you said it was probably going to be the last one you were going to go to this year. So you get another one.
I did not think we would be at Founders Park. I really didn't, but luckily Old Dominion did not put a bid in, and that is pretty much the sole reason why South Carolina got this bid.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they did not put a bid in, so thankful for that, and should be a pretty good game with Virginia coming up. It's a pretty good regional. We'll look at all. I think there's not an easy regional out there, but some are really good. And I think the Columbia Regional is one of the best ones out there. So we got a lot to talk about. We have a national champion. Clemson's Turk Pettit won the NCAA Individual Golf Championship at a Greyhawk Golf Course in Scottsdale, Arizona. The second Clemson player to ever do that. Charles Warren did it back in 1997. So congratulations to him. We got a busy show for you, but we can get some calls in when we can. 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. And you can listen to us around the world by going to CharlestonSportsRadio.com. And I forgot to look up a city, so we don't have a city today.
Well, we could just recap.
They're listening today in Clinton, South Carolina. How about that?
Clinton.
In honor of Presbyterian going to the NCAA Regionals. Only 95 days until Clemson plays Georgia, 99 days until the NFL season opener. And as expected, our golf tour, Rivertown, sold out. And so next Monday, 24th, is a pop-up on CharlestonSportsRadio.com. And next week's course is Stono Ferry. So you can play a foursome at Stono Ferry for only $98.99. So that'll be coming up. Right, this started like last year. Just boom, selling out every week. Maybe golf courses must have gone up on their prices or something like that.
I know Dunes West. I mean, you can't get two people loan for 99.
Right. So,
I mean,
it's a great deal if you can get one. You just got to be on that website at 8 o'clock on Monday mornings to get yours. And I put it out there today, and then somebody reminded me it sold out yesterday because I was thinking this one, today was Monday. I always put a reminder up on Mondays, and I did it today, and somebody quickly reminded me that it was sold out. So there you go. See you.
Yeah, until next Monday.
So we got a busy 3 days, and today a very busy show. Scotty Osberg also checking in at 4 o'clock. Duke won the ACC championship. Arkansas won the SEC. Northeastern won the Colonial Athletic. College of Charleston, their season ended at 27-25. Fought hard to stay in that. Samford won the Southern Conference. Wofford's season ends at 36-21. As we said, Presbyterian, they beat Campbell 8-5. They are in the NCAAs as the Big South tournament winner. Campbell also got a bid. Big South getting two teams in. North Greenville, their season came to an end at 34-13 in the Division II Southeast Region Championship. And Florence Darlington Tech in the Junior College World Series lost to McLennan, Texas, 7-0. Lost to Crowder, Missouri, 9-8. Their season comes to an end at 46-8. Clemson's men's golf team, they were tied for 10th. On Friday, 8th on Saturday, 10th on Sunday, and then yesterday ended up tied for 13th, only the top 8 advance after the 4th day, but Turk Pettit winning the individual championship. And that was Larry Finley's last hurrah. He is retiring. Great career up at Clemson, so his career came to an end this weekend. Wheeling at the Stingrays this weekend. Rays won both 1-0 Friday, 6-2 on Saturday. They're now 31-24-10-3. And I believe this is the last week of the Stingrays regular season, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it is. Fayetteville swept by the River Dogs this weekend. River Dogs won 5-4 on Friday, 7-6 Saturday, 12-2 on Sunday. They're now 15-9, tied for first place with the Columbia Fireflies. They have won 6 straight. Battery was off this weekend. Braves and Mets, 2 of the 3 games were postponed due to weather. Braves lost Saturday 13-2. Beat the Nationals yesterday 5-3. So they're now 25-26, 3.5 games back of the Mets. In golf, Jason Congrac won the Charles Schwab Challenge. Allie Ewing won the LPGA Match Play. Alex Checa won the Senior PGA Championship. And Cameron Young won on the Corn Ferry Tour. NASCAR, John Hunter Nemechek won the truck race. Todd Gibbs won the Xfinity race. And Kyle Larson won the boring Coca-Cola 600. Probably wasn't boring for Kyle Larson. He never had anybody in front of him most of the day. So Helio Castroneves won the Indianapolis 500. That was his fourth Indy 500 win in NCAA lacrosse. Boston College beat Syracuse 16-10. And Virginia, that was on the women's side, and Virginia beat Maryland 17-16 on the men's side. And in soccer this weekend, Chelsea defeated Manchester City 1-0 to win the Champions League. So it was a busy weekend.
I see.
And I watched most of the things I called out. Most of them. But anyway, busy weekend.
Watched a little baseball. That's about it. Hung out with my parents.
But also good news, I did finish up the Kirkland.
Yeah.
The Kirkland Crown knockoff.
And it
so
didn't.
I will not do that again.
Was it that hard to get down?
No, it wasn't. The state's not that bad. It's just not crown.
It's just not, yeah.
It is really not that bad.
And that's what people say. I mean, like, unless you're a...
It is better than a Canadian Hunter, any of the other crown knockoffs. Canadian Hunter was the closest to crown that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
But this is much better than a Canadian Hunter. Just that I point that out. If anybody needs the alcohol tips here on this Tuesday afternoon. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 9:10 AM. And when we come back, we'll let you know where we are in the NBA and NHL as the playoffs continue there. We'll be right back.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Plenty of problems to report right now as you try and travel. If you're out in Mount Pleasant on the Isle of Palms connector at Hungry Neck, reports of a wreck on the crosstown at Rutledge, an accident on the Ravenel Bridge between Mount Pleasant and downtown, a stalled auto. Also a disabled vehicle on the Downhill Bridge westbound. Sam Rittenberg Boulevard at Memminger near Ashley Hall, there's a wreck. Sam Ritt at Orange Grove, an accident as well. The biggest problem right now on the interstate, east or westbound approaching Ridgeville Road, it is very slow and go. It looks like there is an accident in both directions, and it is causing major delays. Traffic's brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and pleasant with a high around 78. Partly cloudy and cool tonight with a low around 68. A shower and thunderstorm will be in the area Wednesday with a high around 80. Looking ahead, scattered thunderstorms are a daily possibility for the foreseeable future. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
At Subaru, we love building vehicles for those who pack a lot into life. The redesigned 2021 Crosstrek is our way of saying more power to you. An upgrade in horsepower means you have a world of fun and adventure waiting for you. And the Crosstrek comes with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Come see what everybody loves at Cruise Subaru. Inventory and offers at cruisesubaru.com with test drives at Cruise Subaru on Rivers.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Millions estimate their benefits online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Now,
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Then the preacher joined their hands. And all the people began to stand when I shouted, you know that it should have been me. Instead of walking with you.
Wait a minute, I thought it was country tune Tuesday.
Should have been me. Boy, baby,
don't get ready. It's not Motown Monday.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, some reason, oh, there I am. Hey, my microphone, never mind, just forget it. All right, let's see where we are with the NBA and NHL. NBA playoffs over in the East. The Bucks eliminated the Heat 4-0. Nets lead the Celtics 3-1. Game 5, 7:30 tonight. And 76ers lead the Wizards 3-1. Game 5, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Hawks lead the Knicks 3-1. Game 5, 7:30 tomorrow night. So we've got 3-1 leads on that side. Got another one on the other side in the West. Trailblazers and Nuggets, they're tied up at 2 apiece. Game 5, 9 o'clock tonight. Mavericks and Clippers tied up at 2 apiece. Game 5, 9:30 Wednesday night. Lakers and Suns tied up at 2 apiece. Game 5, 10 o'clock tonight. Go Suns. And the Jazz lead the Grizzlies 3-1. Game 5, 9:30 on Wednesday night. NHL playoffs, Islanders and Bruins, they are tied up 1-1 in the East. Game 3, 7:30 Thursday. In the Central, Lightning lead the Hurricanes 1-0. Game 2, 7:30 tonight. In the North, Jets and the Canadiens. Game 1 will be 7:30 Wednesday night. And over in the West, Avalanche leads of Vegas 1-0. Game 2 will be at 10 o'clock on Wednesday night. Tonight, we've got Nationals and Braves, 7 o'clock. We'll have that on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. Bally Sports South has the television on that. River Dogs on the road this week. They'll be in Augusta. Game 1 of that series tonight at 7 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock tonight, Wheeling at the Stingrays. And this is the last week. I checked during the break. This is the last week of the Stingrays. They are home tonight against Wheeling at Orlando Thursday. We're looking down my schedule. Home against Jacksonville Saturday. And that's it. That's it for the regular season. By the way, Saturday, Stingrays in North Charleston Coliseum want you to bring food. They're going to have, they're asking fans to bring non-perishable food items, drop them off in the collection bins that'll be in the lobby as you enter the Coliseum. Needed items such as peanut butter, diapers, canned chicken, and canned tuna, and all food will be donated to the Low Country Food Bank to help fight hunger in the Low Country. So that's a Saturday night's game and Tuesday. So two more home games. Two home games and a road game. That's it for the Stingrays. Regular season.
Jeez. That went by quick.
Well, they played 60 games almost.
That was still good. It went by quick.
They've been playing a while.
I guess we don't. we don't talk about them too much. They don't.
Well, we keep up with them every day.
Yeah, well, I would just say
right.
Comprehend how much they've been played. 60 games, that's a lot.
843-721-9500. Hold off on the calls now because we got to get Stuart Lake in here in just a second. But again, South Carolina taking on Virginia at noon on Friday at 7 o'clock. Old Dominion will take on Jacksonville. Jacksonville got in the tournament 16-32, but they won their conference. They won the A Sun. They beat Liberty to win that conference. Old Dominion, the number one seed. South Carolina, number two seed. Virginia, the number three seed. And Jacksonville, the number four. Old Dominion comes in 101 home runs on the season. As far as RPI, Old Dominion number 8, South Carolina number 18, Virginia number 39, and Jacksonville number 209. As far as strength of schedule, South Carolina has the third hardest schedule, Virginia number 17, Old Dominion number 33, and Jacksonville number 86. 9 teams from the SEC, 6 of the national seeds, and 4 of the top 8 are from the Southeastern Conference. ACC got 8 teams in and 1 national seed. The top 8 national seeds are Arkansas, Texas, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Arizona, TCU, Mississippi State, and Texas Tech. By the way, the winner of the Columbia region will take on the winner of the Fort Worth region in the Super Regionals. So there you go. Just keep that in mind.
Regional, super regionals.
So we need Fort Worth to lose. Because if they lose, there's a possibility. And let's say TCU lost and South Carolina won, there would be a possibility that South Carolina would host these super regionals. But TCU has to lose. And they're real good. So I don't think they're gonna lose that. A couple other notes, and we've got to take a break. Arch Manning's first unofficial visit since the COVID-19 dead period. Reports say it will be at Clemson this weekend for Dabo Swinney's camp. Also, USC Upstate's Brandon Martin announced he is transferring to South Carolina to play for his father, Frank. So Brandon Martin joining his dad at South Carolina. We'll take a break, and when we come back, South Carolina assistant coach Stuart Lake will come on and we'll talk about this regional that's going to be in Columbia this weekend. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Spring has sprung and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
The South Carolina Stingrays are back home to close out the regular season on Tuesday, June 1st and Saturday, June 5th. Saturday's game is Fan Appreciation Night presented by Amped Electric, and tickets are just $10. For tickets and more information, visit stingrayshockey.com. Stingrays Hockey. Don't miss it.
The ESPN Summer Golf Tour is back, going on now through July 12th, playing some of Charleston's best golf courses, Stono Ferry, The Plantation at Edisto, Dunes West, and Rivertown. And the greatest thing of all, ESPN gives you those opportunities for a great round of golf with your friends for just $98.90. Go to charlestonsportsradio.com for the ESPN Summer Golf Tour and get a great deal for your foursome today.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with a free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-384-3434. 800-384-3434. 800-384-3434.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just text Babbel to 64,000 and start learning a new language today. That's B-A-B-B-E-L to 64,000.
Introducing in-person payments from PayPal, a touch-free way for your customers to pay and tip. Whether you're a hot dog vendor.
Mustard? You gotta have the mustard.
A personal trainer.
Don't you drop those knees, Sandra!
Or a boba shop.
Brewed to pearly perfection.
Signing up your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan, pay, and tip too. Shop safe with touch-free QR code payments. Fees may apply. For more info, go to paypal.com/us/getQR code.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
And each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Time now to talk a little Gamecock baseball. Gamecocks hosting the regional this week in Columbia, and for that, we're bringing in my good friend Stuart Lake, assistant baseball coach at South Carolina. Stuart, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bobby. How are y'all?
Doing good. I don't know if that's your walk-up music or what. Are you a country music fan?
I am a country music fan, but I don't know if that would be my choice if we were doing.
We'll have to find you some.
Well, it's not too bad.
We play Country Tune Tuesday is what we do. So,
nice.
Anyway, congratulations on the NCAA bid, getting a chance to host a regional in Columbia. First time in 5 years that the Gamecocks have hosted a regional. So I know you guys are excited.
We are. You know, we went ahead and practiced today since we got the 12 o'clock game. We're going to practice all week kind of around that time just so guys can kind of be getting up, getting used to it, dealing with the sun. So, man, our guys are super excited. So easy to get them going right now.
Yeah, I bet it is. Despite being the number two seed, how big is it that you're getting to host this weekend? Some people had you going to Greenville, North Carolina. Some people had South Bend. Saw some other places, but you get it in Columbia.
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, obviously Old Dominion's coming in here as a really, really good team, but we don't have to get on a bus. We don't have to fly. We're going to use our locker room. I mean, we're going to be number one in front of our fans. So, to me, they can send whoever they want in here if we get to be at home because we want to play at Founders Park. So, we're super excited.
By the way, Stuart, this is an important appearance for you because we've got to neutralize some bad karma. Phil Kornbluth last week, he had Landon Powell on from North Greenville, Todd Intertonato on from Walford, Coach McDonald on from Florence Darlington. They all lost. And I text Phil, I said, don't have Kingston on your show And he went in and did it anyway. So we've got to offset that bad karma that corn blues is spreading out all across the state.
Yeah, absolutely. We're baseball people, so we definitely going to keep all those stars aligned.
No
doubt about that.
Oh, you guys lost last Tuesday to Alabama, first day of the SEC tournament. You never like to lose, but it did give you guys a chance to rest up, get some folks healthy, kind of regroup, not just physically but mentally, give the guys a little break. So how big was this time off as you get ready for the regionals?
Well, we certainly didn't want it in that regard. I mean, we went with who, you know, CJ had been our Tuesday guy, and we were kind of hoping to get through that Tuesday game, then maybe get our rotation guys a chance to pitch. It just didn't work out. Alabama was playing well. But it's huge. We did a live inter squad today, and you can see just a little more juice on all those pitchers' arms. And hitter-wise, I mean, we've continued to hit, but coach was able to give them a day off this weekend, and you know, George Khalil's feeling good now. Just some guys. Wimmer had a little foot issue from where he had landed on base. And just thing that happens after 50-some games that happen. Just, as I said just a few minutes ago, now guys are kind of – and it's just a different energy to them. So, you know, and it kind of, in a lot of ways, I think, recharges.
Stuart, you mentioned you're kind of cutting in and out, but you mentioned health-wise, so you guys are looking pretty good going into this weekend?
Yeah, we're feeling good right now. Everybody, you know, offensively, everybody practiced today, took BP today, and then pitcher-wise, everybody's healthy. So, you know, knock on wood, I guess, or whatever, barring the next 2 days, we should be at 100% from that aspect.
How hard is it, Stuart, to get ready for three teams coming in that you just found out who those teams were yesterday?
Well, you know, I told our hitters today, we're focusing everything right now on Virginia as a coaching staff toward our players. As coaches, technology makes it better. There's a thing called synergy that all of the games are videoed on. You start calling friends and people that have played these teams, and it's a fun time of year, really, because you're just calling, trying to, did you play Jacksonville? Did you play Old Dominion or Virginia? And you just kind of go old school scouting again. And as coaches, we're preparing for all three, but our players, we're making them focus just on Virginia until that game is over with.
Absolutely. Do you change up anything in the postseason, or do you just continue to do the things that got you where you are right now?
Well, even today, we did a few things on who we predict will be their starter, so just kind of based on what he does and some things. So we start individually doing that, but honestly, as a hitter, everything is so individual anyway. Don't change a ton. Talk a little more about approach, maybe a particular approach on their pitcher and the things that they do. But in a lot of ways, at this point, you're just trying to keep them, you know, just tuned up.
I believe the last time Carolina played Virginia, was that in the College World Series when that, I forget the pitcher's name, but we couldn't do anything with him, and he got sick, and they had to take him out, we won that game.
Well, I mean, you know, Bobby, Virginia's a program that when you think about it, in 2002, 2003, they were going to get rid of their baseball program.
Right.
And, you know, Brian O'Connor, you know, has just done a tremendous job with what he does there. Their coaching staff and, you know, my old coach, Carl Kuhn, was there for years until he took the Radford job. So they just do a great job with that program. So it's a tremendous challenge for us, along with Old Dominion and Jacksonville.
I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the field, but this year's tournament, it looks as strong as I can ever remember.
This season has been, you know, this was my either 12th or 13th year in the SEC, and this year just everyone was older, you know, has helped us too because we have some guys. But when you're talking, there are guys in this league playing at 23, even one guy turned 24 years old in this league. It was like being in a, you know, double-A minor league games at times, and that goes all around the country. There are just so many guys in college baseball that might not have been without COVID, from the draft or staying in school one more year.
Absolutely. Stuart, one more thing. I don't know if you got to watch any baseball this weekend, but I was watching Campbell and Presbyterian, And I don't know if you've ever seen this or not. The Campbell pitcher never gets a sign from the catcher. He looks over the dugout. Three players hold up whiteboards with numbers, and then he checks a chart on his wrist before he throws the ball. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No. You know, I've seen the pitching coach give numbers and the pitcher wearing the sweatband along with the catcher, but that might be too high-tech for us. I haven't seen that. As a former catcher, Bobby, I don't like that at all.
No, I mean,
I'm thinking that guy might have read that thing wrong, and I'm about to get hit with a fastball instead of a breaking ball. So I don't know. There are a lot of people smarter than me, but I don't know about that one.
They had three players on the lined up at the top of the dugout, and they all had these little small whiteboards, and they would put up three numbers every pitch now, and he'd check his arm. I guess the catcher knows what's coming, but I have never seen that before in my life.
I haven't seen that. And, you know, I was following that because, you know, Elton Pollock and I grew up playing against each other, and I've always just really respected what he does at BC.
I think he might
have had to see that.
Right. Try to check that out if you can find it, Stuart.
I definitely will.
I know you're busy. I'm heading up to Columbia bright and early Friday morning. Going to be up there my whole weekend. I'll do my part and holler and scream at the umpires for you. And good luck this weekend. Going to be a tough regional. I mean, ODU, I was looking at some of their numbers there. If we get that far, they're going to be a tough out.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. But, you know, we're going to enjoy this, you know, and everything we're putting into right now is about Virginia. So after that, we'll worry about anything else.
There you go. Stuart, thank you very much, man. And I'll see you this weekend, okay?
Thank you. Great. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. That's Stuart Lake, the assistant head coach and hitting coach up at South Carolina. So looking forward to it. We'll have the game 11:45 airtime coming up on Friday. So no midday, tomorrow midday show and no fan talk on Monday. On Friday, I mean. It's tough working 3 days, man.
I know. We'll get back on Monday and not know what damn day it is.
I have never seen this picture. It was in the Campbell Presbyterian game. I was one of the many baseball games I was watching on Saturday, and I've never seen a pitcher do that. And these three guys that had to do the numbers, they must be really way up the roster if that is their job to do that. And I guess somebody's telling those three guys what numbers to put on the whiteboard.
Yeah? How do you get that job?
But what if they get them mixed up?
Well, I mean, error has to factor in, right?
Man, that's just that is. I don't know if anybody watched that game or noticed that, or maybe if you've ever seen anybody do. I've seen the guys always checking these little fanny packs and stuff on the wrist anymore. I mean, you've played almost 60 games. I don't get all that mess, but anyway, it is what it is. So. Anyway, again, we'll have that game for you. 11:45 airtime. Airtime will be 15 minutes before each game. If the Gamecocks win, they will play the winner of Old Dominion Jacksonville at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. If they lose, they will play at noon Saturday against the loser of Old Dominion and Jacksonville. I won't go any further in that because it gets kind of iffy and all that stuff. So
complicated.
Really not that complicated, but it's hard to explain.
It'd be complicated to hear.
Yeah. You don't want to be in that loser's bracket after day one. Let's just put it that way. So anyway, and there's a possibility we might have a Monday game. If you're getting to a situation where one team has to beat another team twice, it will go into Monday, but hopefully won't have to do that. Let's go 3-0 this weekend. Go to Fort Worth.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, check Fort Worth. That's a long drive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, anything in Texas is, I mean, there's nothing like
probably this. Cheaper flights still going into Dallas-Fort Worth, but
I'm sure
I probably will be sitting out that if that happens.
I'm sure. We can look at flights. I like looking at flights. I have the app on my phone, Jumper, and it'll predict, like, if the flight's going to go up
predict
or down.
When you're going to jump?
Yeah. It would have surveyed me a long time ago. If that was the case. But, I mean, no, they have, like, it'll alert you. Like,
right.
It kind of knows by the market if your flight's going to go up or down in price, and they'll tell you when to book and when not to book.
Gotcha. So. All right, let's look at the regionals real quick, and then we'll take a break. The Fayetteville Regional in Arkansas. Arkansas, obviously, the team to beat there. I don't see them having too much trouble. They did send Northeastern, the CAA champ, out there. Texas should win the Austin Regional, despite you've got Arizona State in that regional, and you've got Fairfield, who's 37-3. They didn't even win their conference. They went 37-1 and lost two games in their conference tournament. Come on, man. The Knoxville Regional has obviously hosting Tennessee hosting, but the game one of that regional, Duke, who might be the hottest team in baseball right now, they are taking on Liberty. That should be a pretty good matchup. The Nashville Region, Vanderbilt and Presbyterian, Georgia Tech, also in that regional. You've got the Mississippi State in the Starkville regional. They've got Samford, VCU, and Campbell. So I don't think that is that tough of a region. You've got the Lubbock regional, which Texas Tech is hosting. But you've got UCLA in North Carolina in that region. The South Bend region, of course, Notre Dame hosting. You've got Michigan, who made a splash 2 years ago, making it all the way to the College World Series. UConn is in that as well. They've been known to surprise some folks, including folks in this state in the regional. We talked about the Columbia region. Oxford regional, I think, is interesting. You've got Florida State in that. You've got Southern Miss and Ole Miss, obviously. LSU is out in Oregon. In the Eugene region, I think the hardest regional of all are the last two. The Gainesville regional, Florida is your host, but they've got South Florida, where Coach Mark Kingston used to coach. You've got Miami is the two seed, and you've got South Alabama, which is coached by Mark Calvey, who everybody hated when he was at the pitching coach at South Carolina, but he's done a great job down there. And the Western Louisiana region, not easy for Louisiana Tech. They will take on Rider. But the other two teams in that region, NC State, the number two seed, Alabama, the number three seed. So I think the Gainesville and the Rustin and the Columbia regionals are the three toughest regionals out there. Knoxville, I would put right behind that. Maybe the Nashville region, just because you've got Georgia Tech in there. So I can't wait to get it all started. Gonna be fun.
Gonna be a blast.
32 games on Friday.
Hot darn.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. As we take a look at your ride out on the interstate, it is a very slow go. East and westbound out near Jedburgh and Ridgeville. Eastbound, there is a wreck at mile marker 189 that has lanes blocked. Westbound at mile marker 195 are in that area. Reports of an accident as well. It is very messy east and westbound. Other accidents include a wreck Sam Rittenberg Boulevard at Orange Grove, Isle of Palms Connector at Hungry Neck, and on the crosstown at Rutledge. An accident westbound on the interstate at mile marker 220 and 218. A stalled auto Ashley River at Sam Rittenberg Boulevard. Visit the Holy City Farmers Market every Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. Drink on Noisette Creek and see shop caps and goods from local vendors and farmers. Visit holycitybrewing.com for more info and for online ordering. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Weather. Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and pleasant with a high around 78. Partly cloudy and cool tonight with a low around 68. A shower and thunderstorm will be in the area Wednesday with a high around 80. Looking ahead, scattered thunderstorms are a daily possibility for the foreseeable future. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Senior of Orange County Choppers. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know the Joy Law Firm doesn't back down. We don't let insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Your AC not up to par? The Vazelli Cover Team has you covered with Heil heating and cooling products that you can depend on all year long. Pat Vazelli's 45 years experience in service and installing HVAC equipment and parts is your assurance of rock solid service. Vazelli Air Conditioning and Heating is local and family owned with a professionally trained team to provide top quality installations of Heil heating and cooling products. To stay comfortable with your residence or business, make the right call 843-722-3146.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This Memorial Day, Lowe's wants to make your yard the place to be. With a new lower price on select bagged mulch starting at $288 a bag and a Charbroil 5-burner gas grill. Was $279, now $188. Stop by Lowe's in-store or shop online today. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid through 6/2/21 while supplies last. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. At Lowe's, we're your go-to for great gardening values every day. That's why we've lowered our price on select bagged mulch, now starting at just $288 a bag. Mulch helps prevent weeds and retains moisture. And when you put it down around trees, shrubs, and flower beds, you'll see how beautiful it makes your outdoor space. Just in time to welcome back family and friends. Shop online and pick up in store. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Selection and product availability vary by location. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down.
Yeah, did you play that for our mayor or something?
No. Just trying to step outside the box from the norm.
All right, welcome back to Van Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon, Country Tune Tuesday. Our thanks, Stuart Lake, for being with us. Let's hear from Mark Kingston at 425. More about the regionals. Again, that will start up on Friday. Tickets are available. I put the link up on Twitter and on Facebook, and I just put a link up to a GoFundMe page. This story just coming out. Chad Holbrook tweeted it out. one of his former pitchers apparently got into a bad boat wreck this weekend. Grant Smith, a senior pitcher, had just graduated, had a boating accident, sustained severe spinal injuries. They say they will update as soon as possible, but they have set up a GoFundMe account. I put that information up on Facebook and Twitter as well. So if you can help this young man and his family out, please give if you can. So that information is up there now. So terrible news there, coming off a Memorial Day weekend. Just graduated. He was set to start his first job and dove off a boat into shallow water. So, anyway, that information is up on our Facebook page as well. Also up on our Facebook page, seeing as how it is Country Tune Tuesday, and I've got to find the information. The Ronald McDonald House, they have an online auction every year. And one of the auction items is VIP tickets to the Carolina Country Music Festival, which is coming up soon. It's 2 4-day passes, main stage VIP tickets, exclusive private area at the main stage, VIP entrance, private cash bars, private restrooms, standing room only, and it includes a free kickoff party on June the 10th. So if you're interested in that, just go to Ronald McDonald House Charleston. Now, you have to put Charleston on there. Ronald McDonald House Charleston, their website or their Facebook page. I put it up on our Facebook page as well, if that's something you're interested in bidding in. That's got you written all over it right there.
Going to the Country Music Awards?
No, the Carolina Country Music Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Up at Myrtle Beach.
Oh, Myrtle. I was supposed to go there, yeah, but I think they canceled it the year they canceled it because of COVID. I was supposed to go.
Got Luke Combs, Eric Church, Darius Rucker, Jake Owen, just to name a few. It's June 10th through the 13th. So this is one of the early items on that in the auction.
That's cool. Check it out.
You want to see how much it's going for now?
Yeah.
I can get the thing to pull up.
Especially if it's an all everyday pass.
And pretty much all you have, 2 4-day passes.
Yeah.
Man, you'd be a vegetable. The top bidder right now is only $540. Well, 2 4-day passes.
Yeah, I mean, you split that up, what you looking at? Maybe a little over $100 a day?
Yeah. No, you got to divide that by two, though. You got two passes.
Oh.
If you and a friend were going.
Oh, shucks.
It would be less than that. Get a friend by June the 10th?
Probably not.
It is up there, that link to the auction. I put it up on our Facebook page here just a minute ago. They asked me to get that word out because that's one of the early. The auction continues after this event. So they wanted folks to know about that. So there you go. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. The Braves, probably good it got two games rained out against the Mets, because they got hammered Saturday. And I was disappointed because all my baseball had been over with. All the tournament action, it ended about 7:30. Most of the sports were over with. So I said, well, I came back and watched the Braves tonight. And they got just hammered. So I think I watched a lot of sports this week. I even watched some of the NCAA softball regionals.
How was that? Exciting.
I like when all the little cheers that the softball, players do in the dugouts.
They got to be their own cheerleaders.
I'm going to tell you what. hitting a good girls softball pitcher, and I've never tried to do that, but it don't look easy.
But you mean
they're
like
only about 40 feet away from you.
Yeah, you mean like hitting the ball, don't hit the pitcher.
No, hitting the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them girls got cannons, man. Whether they did a little wind up or not.
Oh, man, that is.
Not yet. I don't know why.
That is not an easy thing to do, hitting a softball. But despite the Braves being destroyed by the Mets, they got more great news. Marcell Ozuna arrested Saturday, charged with felony assault, choked his wife, threw her against a wall. Police say they witnessed the incident. So this idiot not only did that, he did it in front of the police. And he is out of jail on $20,000 bond. So it'll be a while before the Braves see Marcell Ozuna back in uniform. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM. Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Biesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Biesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
The South Carolina Stingrays are back home to close out the regular season on Tuesday, June 1st and Saturday, June 5th. Saturday's game is Fan Appreciation Night presented by Amped Electric, and tickets are just $10. For tickets and more information, visit stingrayshockey.com. Stingrays Hockey. Don't miss it.
Whether it's time to replace your roof, windows, or siding, Baker Roofing has been providing good work for over 100 years. Our quality has stood the test of time, and now you can receive the same quality through budget-conscious financing. Baker Roofing offers affordable monthly payments without compromising quality and trust. Our financing options are simple and straightforward and allow our trusted roofs to be even more affordable. Pre-qualify today at BakerRoofing.com. That's BakerRoofing.com. Baker Roofing. Always good work.
If you're injured, you're entitled to more benefits than the insurance company wants to pay you. What you need is an experienced, proven lawyer to fight for those benefits for you. Don't bother calling the insurance company. Call David Ayler Law Offices at 843-744-4444.
Have you missed working in the medical field? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical units. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career, it's a calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
Hello, William Smoke here with Smoke's Comfort Control, and I want to make sure you stay comfortable this summer. Turn on your AC and it should blow cold air. If it doesn't, you've